Are you looking for messages of comfort during a dark time? A Time to Grieve is a beautifully designed card deck offering 56 different messages of hope to help you navigate your feelings of grief. Whether you're facing the death of a loved one, divorce, job loss, or conflict, these cards can help. Select a card at random for a moment of solace and reflection. Get your deck today for yourself or someone you love at unity.org/grieve.
You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Empower yourself and get inspired to build the life of your dreams. Welcome to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
Hello and welcome to our show. I'm Dr. Drayvon James and this is Everyday Peace. I am super excited to have you here with us today as we explore the concept of living a life of peace every day. Peace defined as wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. I just want you to just sit with that for just a second. Inhale that peace, you, every day. Hold that inhale for just a second and then slowly but completely exhale, knowing that yes, peace every day is possible. Yes, you deserve everyday peace and absolutely you can have everyday peace. We work together on this show to bring you the topics and the guests to partner with you as you create your life of peace every day. And as our listeners know, our anthem for 2021 is "What Are We Waiting For?" Time is a resource that only moves in one direction. And as everyday peacemakers, we don't wait for opportunity, we create opportunity. And I'm so happy that we gather here as a community, supporting each other as we travel on our personal journey towards everyday peace. Now, I have received such positive feedback from our two incredible speakers from last week. Last week, we welcomed Rubel Channing, who discussed the advantages to starting your own business and compared entrepreneurship to a self-help program. Imagine that. Entrepreneurship is an opportunity to stretch yourself, to grow, to what they call fail. You know, I don't believe there's any such thing as failure, but to so-called fail, to learn and become stronger. Gaining confidence through so-called failure, that is a common theme for those of us in seeking everyday peace. We know that everything that shows up in our life, the good, the bad, and the in-between, has come for one reason, and that is to bow down and serve us as we consciously create our next level of greatness. So entrepreneurship, a self-help program. We also had the amazing Allison Jones on last week discussing her book, Measure Twice, Cut Once, Navigating Negativity in Toxic Relationships. Allison observed that toxic relationships require two people and that we should look first towards ourselves for resolution. Wow, there's another great piece of advice from our fabulous guest from last week. And in Everyday Peace, you know, we teach that owning every part of our life, owning every part of our journey is critical for long-term balance and happiness. So if you missed last week's show, I strongly urge you to go back and listen. There was such great information and wisdom shared. If you did hear last week's show, and you know someone who is thinking of starting their own business, or maybe they're in a toxic relationship, well, it's not too late. They too can catch up on last week's show, and in fact, listen to any of our past podcasts by just going to Apple, Spotify, Google Play, or Stitcher, or you can listen online at the Unity Online website under Dr. Drayvon James on all of those sites. So please join us, get the wisdom from those previous episodes. And there's lots of wisdom there. You know, it's a great way to partner with self and this journey called Everyday Peace so you can get to where you want to go. And if you have not completed your free course registration to discover your passion, email me at DravonJames@gmail.com. Put the word free in the subject line and we'll get that to you. In today's program, we have two more really great segments. I am excited. First, we have Beth Greer, who is going to discuss how we can tap into our body's natural healing. In the second half of the show, we have Shelley Wilson. She will talk to us about how we can embrace the magic within and wake up to our greatness. I can't wait. But before we get to that, let's have our everyday peace moment. Today, we're talking about fear. Last week, we had a great discussion with Rubel Channing about fear. We discussed that fear serves an important purpose in our lives. Fear warns us of danger. Fear simply wants to protect us. Fear can help us take into account unexpected circumstances. In its best state, fear can be a trusted advisor that allows us to make good decisions by seeing all the risk. But at its worst, however, when fear overwhelms us, it becomes, and this is what Rubel said to us, it becomes like a bad boss. A really bad boss, a boss that doesn't listen to logic, a boss that we cannot realize opportunities for growth, and a boss that holds us back. That's fear at its worst. I want to just say that again. So think about that. We've all been in those job situations where we think, well, if the boss would just give us a chance. Fear is acting like it's the boss of us. And it's saying, no, I won't listen to logic that says that you should proceed and everything will be okay. I will not recognize that there is an opportunity of growth just beyond fear. And fear, in fact, seeks to hold us back. One of my favorite quotes is from Nelson Mandela, who said, I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. So how do we triumph over fear? How do we do that? In order to defeat fear, we must first be aware that it exists, right? We can't change something until we are aware that it's there. So we must recognize that fear is present. We need to understand that fear itself is not real. It is created by our own brain as an early warning sign or a signal for danger. So the danger may be real, but the fear is something that our mind makes up and tells us a story about the danger. Fear is created by you, or is created by me. And so whatever we create, we can control. Isn't that empowering to know that if you created it, you can control it? So we can make the choice to control fear, or we can refuse to control fear and let fear control us. So think about that the next time you get afraid. Approaching it and looking towards resolution is a wise thing to do. Letting fear stop us in our tracks and keep us from our dreams and goals, probably not where we want to be. So that leads us to our fabulous guest today. Beth Greer is a best-selling author and founder of True Vitality Project, an organization dedicated to natural healing. Welcome to the show, Beth.
Thanks. It's great to be here, Trayvon.
Oh, it's so great to have you. We're just going to jump right in. You have an amazing story. So tell us how you first got interested in natural healing.
Okay. And I just wanted to say that I so love your message, Everyday Peace, because I wasn't experiencing it back when, you know, my journey started. I have it now, but I didn't have it then. This was 19 years ago. I was running a large company called the Learning Annex, and I was stressed and I wasn't listening to my inner voice. I wasn't paying attention to the signals until I developed this pain in my shoulder that came out of nowhere. And I went to the chiropractor, and after 5 treatments, it was getting worse. And he said, you need to get an MRI because I think you're having a herniated disc. Well, it wasn't a herniated disc, but the MRI showed I had a mass in my chest. And it was, I thought, well, how could this have happened to me? I thought I was leading a healthy lifestyle. I ate what I thought was healthy food. I exercised. I even had a meditation practice. I didn't smoke, right? So I had, they did a biopsy. It was luckily not cancerous, but it was a large nerve root tumor, and it was pressing on the nerves that ran down my arm, and my first 3 fingers were getting numb. I was terrified. I mean, I just didn't know what to do initially. I started consulting with surgeons. I went to 3 top surgeons where I live in the Bay Area, San Francisco, they all have different opinion on how to access this thing. They said, one said, cut me under my collarbone. The second one said, no, we're going to cut you under your armpit to access it. And the third one said, no, I'm going to remove one of your ribs from the back and take it out. And he, I remember he used the words, I will heal you. And that's when I sort of ran for the door. And I just thought, well, this is not happening, because I knew that surgery is risky. I knew that they could nick a nerve that ran down my arm, and I could have permanent, not feeling my fingers. So as luck would have it, I had booked a week down in San Diego at this place called the Optimal Health Institute, and where they do juice fasting and colonics and meditating and all this. And so I remember I was there, and I'm eating this raw food and drinking wheatgrass juice and all this. And then they had us talk to our, quote, disease, right? So I asked, I said, why are you here? What's the message? Like, why do I have this mass in my chest? And the word came back to simplify. It was just this big simplify. And I just thought, wow, okay, I'm simplifying my food right now. And so after a few days there, but this is the fourth or fifth day, I noticed the pain that I was in started to diminish. And I was able to not knock myself out with a sleeping pill at night. So it was gradual. But anyway, I came home and I decided I was going to eat raw food and just continue on this process of meditating and internal cleansing. And then I remember I thought, well, what else can I simplify? And I remember putting on some moisturizer, and I looked at the bottle and the label, and there was like two paragraphs worth of chemicals on there. And I thought, well, this can't be good, you know, and I have a background in journalism. And so I started doing research, and I realized that all these chemicals enter our bloodstream. You know, our skin is our largest organ. And so I thought, well, I'm switching out to all natural products. And I started using coconut oil. And to this day, I'm still using baking soda for a deodorant. I put it on under my armpits. And it's fantastic, because most deodorants are pretty toxic. And then I thought, well, what else can I simplify? And I remember I had this bottle of Windex, and I was spraying down my counters. And I looked at the label, and it said, precautionary statement, hazardous to humans and domestic animals. And I thought, whoa, I didn't know that this could be a problem. You know, I grew up with this stuff. So I switched out to all natural cleaners like hydrogen peroxide, baking soda, white vinegar, you know, things that my grandmother used. And lo and behold, it took about 6 months. The pain went away. And then a few months later, I had the mass scanned, and it had disappeared.
So wow.
That was my big wake-up call. Okay, I get it. You know, listening to your inner wisdom, and also knowing that our bodies can self-heal. When you cut your finger, the cells come up and do the healing, right? So the same thing happens internally as well. If you don't sort of gunk it up with all the stuff that we're exposed to on a daily basis, that we just don't know can be toxic.
Wow. I mean, this is an amazing story, because you had three health professionals, three surgeons give you three different solutions, all involving surgery for the removal of this non-malignant mass that was there in your body. And you were able to resolve it by simplifying, which mm-hmm. I would imagine, and you didn't say this, but in your story, I kind of hear it, that the simplifying process also may have involved your lifestyle as well, when we're talking about simplifying, because the body, as I know it, does not lie, right? Our mouths can lie, we can deny, but the body really tells the truth. I am doing something that is not supporting, you know, what I came to do in this universe. I am involved in a situation that does not support the path I should be on. I'm eating, in your case, I'm eating something that I shouldn't be eating, that that is causing this disturbance in the body, dis-ease, as they will. You know, so all of those things. So did you change your lifestyle other than the eating and the cleaning products?
Yes, absolutely. So what I realized was that the business I was running was called the Learning Annex. It was a multinational company. I was very successful, but you know, financially, but not really spiritually. And so I wound up leaving the company, and I started writing my book, Supernatural Home, about what goes in us, what goes on us, and what surrounds us. And Deepak Chopra endorsed it, and so did Dr. Joseph McCullough and a bunch of other people. So it was just fantastic, and it just completely changed my life. I basically reinvented myself from an entrepreneur to, you know, a journalist, author, and now I'm helping others to heal and to understand what they're being exposed to in their everyday lives.
Yeah, I want to get into that, because there's so much in your story right now that I think listeners could take away from, because you can imagine how afraid, I can imagine how afraid you must have been to get that kind of news. But then you didn't let fear, and we were talking about fear in our everyday peace moment, you didn't let fear stop you in your tracks. You let that fear guide you to your inner self, which led you to the Health Institute, Optimum Health Institute, where you were able to, willing to try something new, not just sitting there and worrying about it. I'm sure you were still concerned about it, but you let that event drive you into action. And the action that I hear was inside, to go listen, because you could have gone with the first option or the second option or the third option. All of them were, seemed pretty drastic. So that's an important thing.
Yeah, that's very accurate. I was frightened, and it brought me to my knees, but I did not let fear rule it. And I didn't, you know, doctors have great services if you're in an accident or if you have, you know, but this thing, I didn't want it to be, have invasive surgery. And I just thought, well, let me see if I can heal myself first and, you know, overcome that fear. Because most people will think, okay, just give myself over to the medical profession. And I didn't do that. So I had trust and faith.
Right. And that's not to say, and I love what you say, you know, that's not to say that the medical profession would have been wrong. The answer, we're all on our own personal journey. So that's definitely not the message that we're giving here. But I think what I'm hearing mostly is to listen. Go within and to listen, because the answer is there when we choose to vibrate at the energetic level of the answer instead of just the question. So we're talking about...
I just want to say that the one thing that I never got an answer from them, the doctors, was why. Why did, what caused this tumor? They didn't know. They just wanted to cut it out. And for me, with my investigative reporting background, I wanted to know why. What is the root cause of why I got sick? And that's what drove me. And so when I realized that by getting rid of toxins and cleaning things up in my body and in my home, that could improve my health, that was huge.
Yeah, because otherwise you'd always live with, if I don't know why, this is how my mind works, then I've just put a Band-Aid on something, and perhaps I could duplicate the behavior, and the situation could return in a worse state. So I agree
with
that. If we can get to the root cause of the situation, we have a better chance of resolving it for good. So we're alluding to the stem cells for natural healing. And you've talked about, you've said that the body is designed, and I believe this, the body is designed to heal itself, right?
Right. We need a little boost sometimes, but I have been looking over the years for something that is non-pharmaceutical. I don't like the idea of using pharmaceutical drugs. So I'm looking for natural things. And so what I discovered was I had been kicked in the leg as a child, a teenager playing soccer, and it never really healed properly. There's always been this swelling. And as I aged and I got into my 50s and my 60s even, the leg got full of fluid, edema and purple veins and bulging this and that. It looked like the leg of a 90-year-old woman. And so I had discovered that as we age, our stem cells decline in their ability to heal our bodies. Stem cells are those sort of master cells that can heal. And so recovery is slower after exercise, and wounds and injuries take longer to heal. So I discovered these patches, they don't contain any medicine. They're just made from crystals, and they respond to the light and heat from our bodies, and it stimulates a peptide inside of us, which then in turn will produce, you know, your own stem cells. And so what was amazing to me was after wearing it for just a month, I noticed a difference. But by month three, my leg improved, I'd say 85%. It's kind of shocking, like jaw-dropping, actually, if you see the pictures. So people can go look at the TrueVitalityProject.com, and you can see the pictures of my leg on there. It's pretty amazing.
So this is amazing. What you're saying is that this injury occurred when you were very young, and all the way into your 60s, you've had this occasional swelling of this leg. 3 months after wearing the crystal, did you just wear the crystal around your neck?
No. They're patches, like a Band-Aid. They look like a round Band-Aid. Very thin.
Like a wrap?
Like a what?
Like a wrap, like you kind of wrap. Like a Band-Aid, like a huge Band-Aid wraps or something?
No. It's about an inch round in diameter. It's like it's a patch. It's not a wrap. It's a small little Band-Aid that you wear on the back of your neck. And it's embedded with crystal, but microscopic. You know, they don't hurt or anything. And then when you wear it on your skin, it stimulates a peptide inside of us called GHK copper peptide, and that in turn will stimulate our own stem cells.
Wow. Now, I got to tell you, I've been a pharmacist for over 30 years, and I'm very aware of all kinds of patches. When you said that, the first thing I thought about, you put a scopolamine patch behind your ear, and you know, you could drive or go on a cruise without being nauseated. But you put this crystal patch behind your ear, and you're able to heal inflammation and swelling in the body and anything else with these GHK peptides. My goodness.
That's right. And it's non-transdermal. So there's nothing in it. It's not like the patch you mentioned. You know, there's nothing in it but these light crystals that stimulate, are stimulated by the light and heat from your body. So I have a friend with MS who she has terrible neuropathy in her feet. And she said now, after wearing them for a few months, she can feel her toes again. I have another friend with Parkinson's who her balance is better. She said, I just noticed one day I'm not walking down the stairs holding onto the handrail anymore. So yeah, it's pretty amazing. This is a real cutting edge new technology that I've been searching for years, and I feel like I finally found it. So yeah.
Oh my God.
And
it's you just
mentioned it's
two
less
debilitating
than a cup of coffee
disorders.
A day they cost. I'm sorry?
You just mentioned two debilitating disorders. The MS and the Parkinson's. And I know we have listeners who could benefit from knowing, and I think I maybe just interrupted you, on how they could get more information on this, how they could go about getting this. I mean, is this something they'd have to see a naturopathic doctor for? How would they get access to these?
No, if they go to TrueVitalityProject.com, that is my website, and there's information on all that I'm talking about. There's photos of people who've healed from psoriasis, and my friend Gail had a skin cancer surgery, and she had an open wound on her skin. The doctor said it'll take a year for your skin to heal, and she healed in 21 days. So her picture's on there. Anyway, so yeah, if they go there, they can download. I have a free ebook, and then there's a way to email me. And yeah, and I just, when our bodies can become healthy, our spirits can soar. And, you know, that's really what I want to leave listeners with.
Oh, you're so right about that. Because when we are physically in pain or uncomfortable, what happens is our focus goes to that area and it subtracts focus from other areas. So once we started focusing on the pain, you know, where the focus goes, the energy goes, and we start drawing more of that light towards us. So the healthier we can keep this vehicle, this body that we're living in, the more we can keep our focus in the right direction so we can draw those things into our lives that we want. So we talked about the Parkinson's, we talked about the MS and some other things. What else would the crystals patches be good for?
Lyme disease. There was a woman who had been bedridden for 2 years and now she's got her life back, she said. I mean, every day there are these testimonial calls that are just extraordinary of people who have been healed. Pain is the big one. Eczema, migraines, you know, people who just, it improves your your vitality and your sense of energy levels. And one of my friends had had heart bypass surgery, had three stents in it. And he said, he's in his 60s and he was shuffling around. And he said, "Beth, you came just at the right time because I feel like I've got my life back again." He sort of whispered, he goes, "I feel young again. Does that sound weird?" I said, "No, that's exactly what can happen."
Oh, I love it. I have so many questions that are just popping off in my head like firecrackers. But so, and as you said that, how about mood disorders, people who are suffering from mild anxiety or depression?
Well, I'll tell you, the company has 10 different patches, and one of the patches that I wear, there's one of them is called the X39. That's the stem cell stimulating one. But they have one called Eon, and that's an anti-stress patch. And I tell you, when COVID started, I would wake up every morning with anxiety. I'd wake up like in the pit of my stomach. And when I started wearing the Eon patch, that is gone. So that's what I can say about that.
And I would imagine so much dis-ease in the body is caused by inflammation. So I would imagine that with the peptides, one of the things that is happening too is the reduction of inflammation to some degree. Now, are the patches reusable?
No, you wear them for 12 hours on. You get 30 in a they call it a sleeve, this little packet. It comes with 30 of them, and then you wear one for 12 hours on to activate the patch, and then you take it off for 12 hours so your body can regenerate. So that's simple, and no one can see it. I wear it on the back of my neck, and or you can wear it below your navel. It's just simple as that. And I love that you don't have to take anything internally.
We're going to be heading into break really quickly, so okay. I don't want our listeners to miss truevitality.com.
True Vitality Project
to find out more about these amazing patches. This is amazing. Beth, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
All are welcome. We're glad you found us. Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Create and build the life of your dreams. Welcome back to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Drayvon James, and this is Everyday Peace. I'm so excited to introduce you to our next guest. Shelley Wilson is an author, lecturer, consultant, and coach. And her passion is helping people wake up to their own greatness. How amazing is that? That fits right in with what we do here on Everyday Peace. Today, we are discussing her book, 28 Days to a New You. Shelley, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Dr. James.
I got to tell you that anything that starts off with me being new and better in 28 days gets my full attention.
Exactly.
Right. I just love it. And so your bio states that you support others as they navigate their own journey into consciousness to experience aliveness. I love that too.
Yes.
Right. To experience aliveness. Can you explain to the listeners what you mean, what that means, and how do you actually do that? How can you help someone, get conscious and experience aliveness?
Right. Well, first of all, we are all human. We're having this human life experience. And it seems like a lot of people are busy wishing their life away. They're waiting for the tomorrows. They're waiting for the weekend. They're waiting for Friday to get here. And a lot of people are going through the motions. Once again, they're existing. They're not really living their life fully. And to me, part of this being alive is embodying all of this human life experience and, having the challenges as well as the triumphs and definitely doing our best to maintain that inner peace, because we know, much like your show title, Everyday Peace, peace is where we find balance, it's where we create from, and to me, this is all about living life, and to me, that's what we really want to do. We want to live life and not feel like we're on autopilot.
Oh, that, and so often, right? We do that. You know, I tell people that I coach, have you ever been in a car and you've driven to work and you don't remember anything on the way to work? You're just on autopilot. You know, you go to the grocery store, you're on autopilot. And that's part of our life that we're just kind of bleep. We're just not conscious and available for. So I think the key to so many things is being present in the moment. I agree 100%. So we're focusing on your book, 28 Days to a New You. Is it really? And I told you, I love that. Right when I'm the kind of person, I see that title, I'm hooked. I'm reading. I'm like, right? Oh, what do I need to do? Right. So is it really possible to transform our life in that length of time, in 28 days?
Well, there's definitely a belief that it takes 21 days to change a habit. And of course, that's an average assessment as everyone's different. However, when we start really setting the intention that we desire some aspect of change in our life and we intentionally focus our energy there, change is absolutely possible. It's possible in a day's time. But what we want to recognize, and I will tell you the secret to this, to making the change, is actually shifting our perception. So it's being able to look at our life, our experiences that we've already had, the ones that we're currently having, and the ones that we'll have in the future, being able to see them through the lens of love from that higher soul perspective and really recognize that there's an opportunity for learning and growth there.
That is, now that sounds easy, and I want to say that it really is easy. I have this phrase that I use with my clients, simple complex, which means that the whole process is very simple. This is not going to be rocket science, right? The complex thing is that we are engineered by association, you know, the things that we pay attention to, the media, the people that we talk to. We're engineered to make things harder we make a practice out of negativity. You know, it could be the smallest thing. You know, it snowed where I was today, and I'm a fan of hot weather, but we can think, okay, because it snowed, now this has to be a negative thing, and it has to be. So our perspective on things tends to go towards the negative instead of saying, well, now let's see how this could be good for me. That is not our natural tendency. Our natural tendency is to find out how this has come to ruin me.
And so if we can see that, you know, the universe loves us, that God loves us, that, you know, everything is a matter of perspective and creation. And I want to share a quote. Albert Einstein said, "The world we have created is a product of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking."
Right. Yeah. And there's, you know, it's so funny you said Albert Einstein, because I was just going to mention that there's something else that he said, you know, every day when we get up, we have to make this decision whether or not we live in a hostile world or a friendly world. And that decision right there, your answer to that question will shape your entire day. So if you get up thinking that the universe is out to get you, then guess what? You're right. And if you get up thinking that the universe is out to support you, then guess what? You're right.
Right? You are.
So that perspective is so very important. I love that. And I hope our audience really gets that. It's only as complex as you want it to be. We could make the decision. I strongly agree. We can make the decision right now in this moment to shift our perspective. Right.
Absolutely.
Now.
And much of, once again, your show title, Everyday Peace. Yeah. If we can focus on being present, being adaptable, being flexible, that's actually where the magic happens.
Adaptable and flexible. Isn't that something? You know, and that's, we were talking about fear today, and I always say, you know, so-called failure, because, you know, we're so quick to label something as a failure, you know, but it really is our perspective on that, you know. Well, I discovered a way not to do that or not to achieve what I want to achieve, and who knows what excellent thing is going to come out of that. Some of my best recipes have come out of so-called failures in the kitchen, right? That whole shift of mindset is so very important. And I do want to say this, because I know that I used to be engineered this way. I can sort of be task oriented in my thinking sometimes and realize that, oh my gosh, I have to start this process all over every day. And yes, you do, right? You get stronger and stronger, but you can't say, oh, I didn't have a good outlook on today, and so it's over. No, you just, you know, that's part of the process. And tomorrow you get up and you try again, or 5 minutes later you try again and you start all over. And that is the process. At least that's what it's been for me. How about you?
I absolutely agree. And what keeps coming through to mention, of course, this past year has been challenging on many, many levels for a lot of people. Even though most recently, the weather has been very challenging. But if we can also take a moment, pause, be grateful for the experience, be grateful for the blessings. There was so much that also came out of these experiences that we perceive to be negative.
Yeah, take a moment. Oh, my goodness. Take a moment. Give yourself, I love that. Don't rush to judgment. Don't rush to call something, you know, to speak something into existence. Take a moment and just become aware that it's there. Because and I go back to this, we've been trained with everything. If you wake up to an alarm clock that comes on to music or the news, you realize that the first thing you probably hear, if that's your situation, is something giving you a negative perspective about something. Something's going to go wrong. You know, the interest rate is going in the wrong direction for what you want, or the stock market, or the crime, or the price of gas. All of these things. We wake up with this thing telling us that something is going in the wrong direction. But if you just learn to stop and take a moment and be grateful for being present, will shift a lot for you. It'll shift a lot for you.
Absolutely.
That was another practice. Say it
yes.
Again. I'm sorry.
What I tell people too, you know, when we focus once again on attaining that peace within and knowing that once we achieve that and really in that space of love, grace, gratitude, once again, whatever's happening around us, we can respond to it rather than react. Because when there is fear and chaos and toxicity and heavy energy, as I like to deem it, around us, so many times there's things we can't control, but we absolutely can control how we perceive it and then once again how we choose to respond.
Yeah, that is with our control. I think it was Covey, I can't remember his first name right now, who said circle of influence, circle of concern. Looking for those things that we can control, and that is, and the ego loves control. So right then and there, we're involving the whole self, right? The ego is always looking for something it can control. And so now we give it a job to do. You can control your response to this perceived event. Right?
Yeah.
You can control how you respond. Ego will be just delighted to jump in there and get involved to do that. But that takes training, and it takes us wanting to have change. And I like that you said, if you desire to change and become a new you in 28 days, you certainly can. So then really asking yourself, how would you benefit from becoming new? What parts of you do you want to become new? So you encourage people to live their lives with passion, with presence, and with purpose. And that's so beautiful. I absolutely support that. What is the first step on the journey? I know we talked about awareness, but what would you say the absolute first thing that a person would have to do?
They have to be present. They can absolutely reflect in the past and go through the coulda, wouldas, might have beens and spend time down memory lane. And they can think about the tomorrows, but being present is the most important thing that we can do. And when we do that, that is all about being present once again. And then that purpose is to have a human experience, you know, to really embody once again this life that we're living. And if anything doesn't feel good to us, anything that we don't like, well, it's up to us to then change it, or at least change the way we're looking at it.
I love that. Now, be present is something that we talk a lot about, and I got to tell you that it is a question that comes up. Again, another one of those simple, complex things to do. But do you have any advice for people on how do they stay present? Because that's a question I get a lot from listeners and clients, is how do I stay present? Because they're prone, they say, you know, prone to wonder, right? But their mind is prone to go to the past or to the future. They have a very difficult time settling in this present moment.
And I think once again is, you know, we need that quiet time. So whether you call it meditation or just being with yourself or prayer, you know, whatever term resonates with you personally. But the idea is to also recognize that if you're constantly thinking about things, that's like your radio signal that you're sending out. So as often as you can just empty your mind and just allow yourself to be, if you're doing a task, absolutely focus energy there, but become aware of when your mind's wandering and going those different places. And that just, once again, helps us to be more present.
Yeah, that quiet time. And we go back to that a lot. There is no, you know, during the Valentine's Day, I did a lot of speaking. I talked to people about making sure you have some you time marked on your calendar. That is a hard schedule that is, you know, non-negotiable, that you need this time with you. And it doesn't have to be a long length of time. 5-10 minutes where you just have time in the silence to sit and let your mind rest, you know, to go to the space of no thought. And as the thoughts come, you just sort of like watch them, like they float like clouds, and you can go back to your present moment and give yourself, your mind, a little break. And believe me, it will enjoy that and will thank you for it. What advice do you have for people who are having difficulty finding their passion and their purpose in their life?
Yes, well, you definitely need to connect to your spirit, connect to your heart. And if you don't know what you love to do, I recommend spending some time in reflection and really feeling into that. Because I will tell you, I have people that come to me that says, I don't know what I love. And I just kind of look at them and I said, well, let's just start with the basics. What kind of foods do you like? What kind of things do you like to do? And when we just start opening the door that you can, you know, go with anything, that you don't have to just keep it in a certain box or it doesn't have to be generalized, people begin opening more. And I said, you know, just listen more to those things that you love. And when you're doing that and you find joy in it, to me, that's what it's all about.
Oh, and I love it that you break it down to very simple, tangible, if you will, things. What are some of the foods that you like? And most of us could tell you, we could rattle off 10, 15 things that we love to eat, right?
Right.
And then you're creating an environment where now your mind is focused on you and your likes. And I love that. I haven't heard it done that way. But what are some of the things that you like to eat? You know?
Yeah.
And that is, so it lets you know that you do know some things about yourself, right?
Yeah, and I think people go into fear mode automatically, almost like they're being put on the spot, like they're going to say the wrong answer. And there is no wrong answer. This is your personal preference. This is, you know, once again, tuning into those things that you enjoy and those things that you love.
Yeah, there is no wrong answer to you. And that, again, I think has to do with a lot of our socialization, thinking that we all should be desiring to drive the same type of car or live in the same type of communities or wear our hair the same. And there's very little tolerance or acceptance of people who just want to be them, whatever that is, especially if it doesn't look like the norms, you know. So I think that's important for us to say, you know, you can't be wrong. We're talking about you. There's no wrong answer for what you like and what, you know, what your passions are. So that's important. And I think that leads us to this place of self-acceptance. Right.
Most definitely. And you know, what's coming in to say is, you know, definitely have the disclaimer of those things that are unethical or cause harm or things like that. You know, so we want to make sure that people recognize that, you know, definitely there's repercussions and things like that. But, you know, for the most part, just allow yourself to be you and have this human experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And it looks like we have a caller on the line. I'm going to go here and pick our caller up. Hello, you're on the air, the Everyday Peace Show, and our fabulous guest today is Shelley Wilson. Did you have a question, comment?
Yes, I did. So she, you know, the premise is that you can make a change in 28 days. My question for your guest is, how do you keep yourself on track? Let's say you find yourself, you're going along and it's going well, and you feel change coming, but then something happens that causes you to get off track. It could be anything. You find out a relative has COVID, or you have a bad day at your job, or all these sort of things, and then it kind of gets you frustrated. And so then you find yourself, how do you navigate that and then keep yourself, navigate that, but then keep yourself on track.
Okay, so great question. And what I want to tell you is this is that simple complex that Dr. James was talking about too. Don't feel restricted to a time element. The main thing you want to do is recognize you're choosing change and give yourself credit for the change that is happening, but know that you may accomplish what you desire much sooner, or it may take a bit longer. But the main thing is you're having the awareness of what you're doing. So definitely don't be critical if you feel a delay in the time element.
Gotcha.
The main thing is knowing that you're choosing it and you are capable of it, and it's already in the process because you've asked for it.
Got you. Great. Yeah, great. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you've already made a change in this moment because you have the awareness of it.
Right. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And that didn't take 28 days.
No, it didn't.
Take
a few seconds.
Right?
And that was, I love, and thank you for being an Everyday Peacemaker. I love that answer too, which involved patience.
Yes.
Right. And I often say that, you know, that we have this part of us that wants to self-criticize, and that is not a place of sustainable change. That does not work. Our ego gets hypersensitive to that and will really sabotage where we want to go when we get into this, start playing the shame, blame, and condemnation game with ourselves. So being patient, and I love the disclaimer that you had, knowing that whatever change that you're trying to have in your life and that you're embracing in your life, you would like for this to be for the good of mankind, for humankind, whatever it is that you're experiencing, the better that you become as a co-participant in this journey called life will ultimately benefit humankind in some form or fashion. So that I love that, having that disclaimer, and I love us being in this place of knowing that patience will be required, right?
And
is our caller just go ahead.
Well, as we choose change, it's going to have a ripple effect for throughout our life and those around us too.
Yeah, it is, right? Because as we we have a we have an impact. We have a huge impact on the lives of others, whether we realize it or not. And this is really an important place for me to say this. Living out loud on purpose your dream and your passion and what you came to serve in your journey called life does not just benefit you in the people in this small community that you think it's going to benefit. It does, as Shelley says, have a ripple effect. So when you didn't, when you stand in this place of fear and you decide, well, I don't know enough, I don't have enough, I am not enough, and so therefore I will not act on my dream and my passion, you really do a disservice to not only you, but to the rest of us. So that's a plug, my plug, for really getting out there and living out loud and on purpose and taking the to heart 28 days to a new you. So, and I love 28 days to the real you, because you're in there. You're in there, right? Like the spaghetti sauce. You are in there. Just just go in there and allow yourself to unleash. So our first thing was being in the present moment is the key. Finding this quiet, still time. And I think we could do a whole show on that, because so often people have difficulty with that. But as we're learning to embrace the magic within us and to help us to live a life of passion and a presence and a purpose, what will be our next thing? We're in this, we're living in this present moment, and step two could be?
That definitely magic is the power to create. So when you realize you're a powerful creator, your thoughts create your reality, and just know that, get clear about what you desire and recognize once again that if anything, to become a conscious creator, focus on a feeling and trust that the universe is bringing to you exactly what you need in order to experience that feeling.
Oh, we just touched on, Annette, you're right. That feeling is magic. It is the key ingredient, the secret sauce, if you will, behind every goal poster you've ever made, every self-talk or affirmation that you've ever quoted. The whole purpose of all of those things is to evoke a feeling in you, right? And feeling is key to creation,
right? What you feel with true intensity. So as you're going through this, you be mindful of what you're feeling and yes. set these intentions and see, you know, and make these slight shifts because they make a difference in discovering and living your life as your true self and making this 28-day shift to a new you. Shelly, you have been a marvelous guest today. I'm super excited for the information that you've given us today. We really appreciate your sharing your insight on how we can become our new self in 28 days or less, as you pointed out.
Yes,
for people
absolutely.
who want to learn more about you, Shelly, can you give us your website address?
Yes, ShellyRWilson.com. You got to make sure and put that R in there in order to find me.
And how can our guests get your book?
You can get my book through my website, also through Amazon, and they're available as an ebook and paperback as well.
Well, thanks. Thanks again, Shelly. It's been a delight talking to you. I want to thank our earlier guest, too, Beth Greer. And now I actually have a little homework for our listening audience before our next week's show airs. First, if you have not taken my free course on creating clarity and creating a path to your dream life, your passion, send an email to drdravonjames@gmail.com. Simply put the word free in the title and we'll get that out to you. Second homework assignment, I have received so much free feedback about the show this year and I absolutely love it. Thank you all so much. It helps me to continue to evolve and improve the time we spend together as everyday peacemakers. And if you would like to give me your feedback, please send it to the same email address, drdravonjames@gmail.com, and put the word feedback in the title. And we definitely look at those and endeavor to give us our time here today to be so useful. And third, if you want to learn more about everyday peace in this whole process, in this journey of life, stop by my website at drdravonjames.com and stop by it quickly because it's being updated and changed. So you can give me feedback on the changes. You can see the original and then a few days you're going to be able to see the new and improved website. But stop by the website. Learn more about where we are, what we're doing, what we're embracing. We are everyday peacemakers together. We're in this journey together. And life is a team sport. For which you are the captain. I am the captain, right? We're running these teams and we are the captain. We get to decide every day, as our guests point out every week after week, we get to decide what today means to us. All sorts of things are going to happen in our journeys, right? Some things we're going to be absolutely thrilled that they're happening, and other things we're going to wish that they would never happen to us or anyone else. All of those things have come for one reason, and that reason is to bow down and serve us as we consciously create our next level of greatness. And we learn how to do that by coming here together as a community on the Everyday Peace Show. So I want to thank you so much for that. I want to tell you that if you have missed any of our shows, or you know someone who would benefit, a friend or a family member that would benefit from listening to one of our amazing guests, please visit Apple, Spotify, Google Play, or Stitcher, or you can listen right here at the Unity Online Radio Network. You can listen to past episodes of the show there. Next week, as usual, we have an amazing lineup for you. And if you haven't, again, registered for my free, I can't tell you, this course is amazing. The Passion Course. If you've not gotten that course, absolutely, if it's not for you, it's for somebody you know. So visit drdravonjames@gmail.com. I am Dr. Dravon James. Thank you for being an everyday peacemaker. I absolutely love you.
Listening to Everyday Peace with Dr. Dravon James. You have the power right now, today, to make the decisions, to take the actions that lead you to your next level of greatness. And I would love to walk with you on your journey. Here's some ways we can connect. Schedule a coaching session. contact me at info@drdravonjames.com. Enroll in my online university course, the 2020 Clarity Course, at the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning International. Enroll in the Brilliant Life 9-week online coaching session with me and Keisha Dixon at info@drdravonjames.com. Purchase my book, Freedom is Your Birthright, from Amazon. Thank you for being an everyday peacemaker. I absolutely love you.
Thank you for listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Are you looking for messages of comfort during a dark time? A Time to Grieve is a beautifully designed card deck offering 56 different messages of hope to help you navigate your feelings of grief. Whether you're facing the death of a loved one, divorce, job loss, or conflict, these cards can help. Select a card at random for a moment of solace and reflection. Get your deck today for yourself or someone you love at unity.org/grieve.